Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, this is Rex from Kill Devil Hill, and you are listening to Talking Metal.
Mark Striegel,
John Astronomy,
the Talking Metal Podcast, coming to you from the Silver Spacecraft. I'm Bud Friendly, and now your hosts, Mark and John.
Hey, John Astronomy here. Welcome to another edition of Talking Metal, hanging out with Mark Striegel at one of our favorite places, Midtown Manhattan, Starbucks.
Hey, John, good to see you again. Thanks for meeting up for a coffee and a podcast. We have Rex Brown on the show today. A little Kill Devil Hill is what he's here to talk about. Of course, we know Rex from his work with a lot of other great bands, including, of course, Pantera and Down. But today he's here to tell us about the new Kill Devil Hill record.
Sounds great, Mark. You've done a lot of great interviews recently, and this one was very cool as well. So before we get into the interview, why don't we get into a little music? This is by Artillery. It's called Chill My Bones.
We'll be right back.
What you just heard was Chill My Bones by Artillery, a band that has been around since the 80s. But that track that you just heard is actually off their 2013 release, Legions. And that is available on Metal Blade Records. So a big thanks to our friends over at Metal Blades for allowing us to play that. Lou Reed recently passed away. Let's hear a little Lou Reed music and come back and talk about the one and only Lou Reed. This is The View.
I am a chorus of the voices that gather up the magnets set before me. I attract you and repel you, a science of the heart and blood and meaning. The coldness of most beauties is a challenge that our youth must quickly conquer. There is no time for guilt or second guessing based on feelings. I am the truth, the beauty that causes you to cross your sacred boundaries. I have no morals, some think me cheap, and someone who despises the normalcy of heartbreak, the purity of love. But I worship the young and just formed angel who sits upon the pin of lust. Everything else bores me. I want to see your suicide. I want to see you give it up. Your life of reason. I want you on the floor and in a coffin, your soul shaking. I want to have you doubting every meaning you've amassed, like a fortune, all thrown away for worship someone who actively despises you. For worship someone who actively despises you. I am the root. I am the progress. I'm the aggressor. Worship, pain and evil have their place sitting here beside me. I offer them to you as servants of the gold that you must give. Pain and evil have their place sitting here beside me, and I offer them to you as servants of the gold that you must give to me. I want to see your suicide. I want to see you give it up. Give it up, your life of reason. I want to see you on the floor. And in a coffin, soul shaking, I want to have you doubting every meaning you've amassed, like a fortune, throw it away. For worship of someone who actively despises you. Who actively despises you. I am the view. I am the table. I am the view. I am the table. I am the table. I am the 10 stories. I am the table. I am.
What you just heard was The View, a track by Lou Reed and Metallica. And I was actually with Ace when we heard that Lou Reed had passed away, and all you guys may or may not know that Lou Reed and Ace co-wrote a tune together called Darklight, which was on The Elder. by Kiss. And I believe the way that worked is that Ace had the song, and it was called Don't Run. And then Lou Reed came in and gave it a different vibe with some new lyrics and, you know, made it fit the whole Elder record.
Well, let me ask you. I know he wrote that with Ace, and then he wrote World Without Heroes, right, with Gene. I believe Ezrin, maybe.
Yeah.
Were there other tracks on that record he wrote, or is it just those two?
And there was one more track. It was pretty cool, Kiss and Lou Reed getting together, two New York icons, and just really sad to hear that he passed away because, you know, you look at these guys and they look fine, like they're doing records, and then the next thing you know, they pass away, and it makes me feel bad. I you know who I always feel bad about is Warren Zevon, believe it or not. I know that's not metal, but...
I love Warren Zevon. Love him. He's amazing, amazing artist.
Yeah, I watched a documentary on him, and he was making an album, I believe, after he was sick, and it's really great that that album got completed and put out there before he passed away, and it was also really neat to watch the documentary. So any fans of Warren Zevon, definitely check that out.
Back quickly to Lou Reed, though. What was Ace's reaction to him passing?
Ace felt very bad. We were away at an autograph signing where you got to, you know, always put your best face on, and, you know, he was... You know, I know he kind of was struck by it, and we spoke about Lou Reed a little bit later at dinner.
Cool. I'm sure, I'm not sure, but I believe Lou Reed was brought to the Elder project or album by Bob Ezrin, who had done work with Lou Reed on a lot of other records, including one I think called the Metal Music or something, which was like guitar feedback and so forth. But a great American icon and rock artist who had done work with so many different people, including David Bowie. This is Gypsy Hawk, and the song is The Fields. It was Gypsy Hawk, The Fields. I just had a guitar lesson with Gypsy Hawk guitar player Eric Kluber, by the way, via Skype. a lot of you guys might not know, I had nerve damage in my left hand and lost a lot of feeling, and I'm trying to kind of get back into guitar playing, and it's been a bit of a setback, but I'm glad to have Eric on board as my new guitar teacher.
That is very cool. I remember we last hung out with Eric at a show down in that Gramercy Theater.
Yeah, that was White Wizard. White Wizard, yeah.
Yeah, with his old band, and he's a really cool guy, and he's always been real friendly with us, and I think that is very, very cool.
Excellent. Yeah, and Gypsy Hawk's coming in December, so maybe you and I can hit that show. We'll try our best to make it down, Eric. And great guitar lesson. If you guys want a great guitar teacher, check Eric Kluber out. Just email me at talkingmetal@yahoo.com or at mark@talkingmetal.com, and I will shoot you Eric's info. This is Night After Night by High Spirits. That was Night After Night by High Spirits. You're listening to Talking Metal. Leave us a PayPal donation on talkingmetal.com. Check out our live shows on Live 365. Just search Talking Metal and Live 365. We do live shows on Friday nights. And check out our new photo gallery of the Winery Dogs concert in New Jersey that we just put up on TalkingMetal.com. Photos by me. What's going on, John?
I am looking at my phone because a really cool thing happened at the Chiller convention that was Talking Metal related. A really cool Talking Metal listener named Patrick Stanton stopped by, and he had sent me a few Facebook messages before, and we had met the year before at Chiller, and the coolest thing is that he wore a Talking Metal t-shirt to Chiller, and so when you see him in the picture of Ace, he's got the shirt on, and then me and him took a picture together, and I want to post that up on the Talking Metal site, and just wanted to give a shout out to Patrick. He says he loves the show and podcast, and he sent a similar message to you. Just a very, very cool guy. Definitely want to keep in touch with him.
Great. Cool. Awesome. I can't wait to see those pictures. A few Talking Metal listeners emailed me about the Chiller convention. One guy was like, "Are you going to Chiller?" And I was like, "When is it?" He was like, "It's today." And I was so out of the loop that I didn't make it. Maybe next year. Anyways, let's get into the interview right now with Rex Brown. We're going to hear in its entirety the song Crown of Thorns by Kill Devil Hill, followed by my kind of short interview with Rex Brown.
Yeah.
My God, let's get after it, Marky. What's going on, man? You having a bad day?
No. The day is good. The day is good, and we're happy to be talking with you, Rex. A lot of exciting stuff going on for Kill Devil Hill. You guys played last night a Halloween gig in Arizona. How'd that go for you?
Cool, man. I wore a mask like the first couple of songs. Pretty fun. Killing the whole band did. Pretty funny.
Excellent. Are you a big Halloween guy?
Yeah, I do, because I've got small kids and they got me back into it. Where, you know, back in the day, we used to always throw our own haunted houses, and you know, we'd spend about $1,000 a piece and just tear the crap out of the neighborhood, scare the shit out of people. You know, Philip had that house of shock down there, and that was a lot of fun. We'd just go down there sometimes and work. And, you know, yeah, I love Halloween, dude.
Cool. The big news is Kill Devil Hill has a new album out called Revolution Rise. Can you tell us a little how this differs from the first record?
How it differs from the first record?
Yes.
Just bigger, badder, and bolder. You know, it just us playing a lot of dates in between those two records. And really the gel factor coming to effect, and everybody on the same page as far as the way we want to do the songs. And Mark and I would sit down and put these riffs together, get them to Vinny, we'd rehearse them, and then go straight into the studio when we could. You know, it's all scheduled around, you know, I look at it now, and it was kind of a tough schedule, but in hindsight, it's 2020, you know, we were working until like 11 o'clock in the morning over at Pilsen's house. Jeff Pilsen, who co-produced the record with us, did a great job with the vocals and getting Dewey to really shine on this. You know, and I told Dewey the very start of the record, I said, dude, this is yours, just let go. You know, and he did. He just nailed it. I couldn't be proud of him. I'm you know, happy Papa again.
Cool. And how did you guys get in contact with Jeff Pilsen? Was he actually the producer on the record? Is the second question.
He's just a mutual friend, and he's got a studio up in Santa Clarita, Stone Canyon kind of area. And a lot of rock and roll guys live now, so the heat of the freaking Hollywood vampires. And he just had a studio, and we thought we were just going to do the drum tracks up there, and it turned out that we just had this good relationship. You know, I've known Jeff forever. I've opened up. We've kept in touch over the years, you know, and Vinny likes the drum tone in there, and so, you know, it just became one of these things where we went in and did three songs, and then we stopped, take a break, because Jeff's either whatever, you know, the scheduling, trying to get everybody in at the same time, and you know, booking me from flights here to there to there to there. I was right in the middle of a book tour, you know, everything else, so. It worked out. In hindsight, it was very good for us to do, take those little breaks in between. Even though I like to do records like 30 days, you're done, you know, have it all pre-mapped out and everything else. We just kind of did that pre-mapped out. We would get Jeff to rehearsal and also Jay Rustin that mixes our stuff. Just we had a team there, you know, for this record. What we had a really good plan of what we wanted to do. So everything was just kind of mapped out, and the riffs just started flowing. It was just magic. You know, and just trying to capture all that on tape and get it done. You know, we started at 11 o'clock in the morning and went till 7 at night, and after 7, it just shut off. That's when I usually start cooking, about 7.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, looking back at it, in hindsight, it's 2020, but, you know, it turned out really, really well for us to be kind of working that early, because it was different, man. But it was cool, you know. Obviously, you've heard the record.
Yeah, it sounds great, definitely, and we want everyone to check out Revolution Rise by Kill Devil Hill. Where did you actually first meet Vinny Appice?
Me?
Yes.
I met him and Ronnie, and me and Philip were playing a festival in Italy. Like, God damn it, I had the name. I can't speak Italian, though, but... Reggio Emilio, in the outside of Florence, I believe it is. Anyway, there's a huge festival out there, Monster Rock, and Theo, and I think this is 92, and they put the Humanizer out, and so got to meet those guys. You know, Theo, we were huge goddamn fans back then. You know, we were just 92, so you know, we were just floored, and then we, you know, I went off and fucking learned one with him, and me and Phil actually sat behind Geezer's amp and just watched Vinny play. And so down the road, you know, I'd always stay in constant contact. Anytime we were in LA, I'd always see, you know, Vinny Noise be hanging out at the Rainbow or whatever. You know, we just kept in contact and just been good friends. And then here you have it. You know, you laid some tracks to me, and I just started playing bass on them. And then when I heard Dewey, I just said, yeah, well, that's full. That now it's game on. You know, that was just. That's just, man, I got really lucky and found these four guys. We all get along well, we gel well, and it just kicks ass, you know. And there's no preconceived notion, and not, you know, we don't want to sound like anybody but ourselves, you know. We don't want to sound like fans, you know. It'd be so easy to try to do something like that. And that's not what my musical journey is going to be about. I've already been there and done all that shit, right?
I got it, so, definitely.
Yeah, this is its own entity, and it can't be compared to anything else but its own entity.
Awesome. For people who aren't familiar with Kill Devil Hill, can you tell us who the two other members are?
Yeah, it's Mark Zavon and Dewey Bragg. And these guys are just as talented as me and Vinny are, if not more. And just the chemistry within the band is just really amazing. Mark is just a hell of a guitar player. And, you know, and then Dewey's just, you'd have to meet Dewey. He's going to, you know. Dewey is Dewey, man. He's cool. The coolest cats I know, for sure.
Awesome. Can you tell us what current amps you're using and also bass guitars?
Yeah, I use Hartke amps, Kibos, and high drives, and a bunch of them. And I've been using Spectrum for 20 years. Stay at home. It's the 20th anniversary model come out. Shortly here. Hopefully for NAMM. They're building it now. I can call them today, but... other than that, that's what I've been playing. You know, I just changed recently and went over to Hartke. Just and it's I'm loving it, man. It's really, really cool. Great freaking sounding gear.
Cool. And did you start out as a jazz bassist?
In my band at school.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? We had one of that school that I went to, the high school, had one of the best musical directors in the country. And you know, the top, you know, the seniors would always go to Montreux and open up festivals, jazz festivals, you know, in Switzerland, stuff like that. That's how good this guy, you know, had contacts with everybody. He was just really, really great teacher and, you know, let me have my own way until I got kicked out, you know, one too many times for playing too loud. So, you know, but I always got back in. I always, oh, come on, I'm sorry, you know, I'm smaller. Give me a smaller amp.
Wait. So do you play, did you ever play stand-up, or was it just electric?
I've got one sitting in my living room.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't play stand-up. Sure. Now, I played a lot of that stand-up. So, I could sign really well. I was, you know, all through, I was all city, all state, tuba player, all kinds of stuff. That did, and I've got, yeah, we don't have enough time to go where I get my inspiration. Grandma and everything. It's all chronicled in the book. Check the book out. You ain't got it? You need to get it. Read it.
I do have it. I haven't read it yet, but I'm definitely looking forward to it. Hey, I wanted to ask...
Well, read some of it. Ain't gonna hurt you.
What's that?
But read it. Ain't gonna hurt you.
Yeah, definitely. Good definitely. Stuff. Yeah, I can't wait. I've heard great things about it. I wanted to ask you about the album Power Metal by Pantera. Phil recently said he'd be in favor of having that reissued or re-released, and said it's a solid record all around in the vein of Judas Priest. How do you view that record, and is it something you'd like to see officially re-released?
I don't care. They want to put it out. That's like years in the past. Yeah, that's when the band was really, that's not a big deal to me. I don't, whatever, you know. I would have, I'm out here promoting this Kill Devil Hill record out, so, you know, I don't, that's cool. First I heard of it.
Cool. Well, we look forward to seeing you when you come through the area with Kill Devil Hill, and we recommend all the Talking Metal listeners check out Revolution Ride.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Coming rich on the
That was Kill Devil Hill with No Way Out featuring Zach Wilde on guitar. Very, very cool. Great track.
Yeah, buy the full track of No Way Out on iTunes. Kill Devil Hill, the new record is Revolution Rise. And that'll do it for today. Guys, thanks for your support. Use those Amazon links in today's show notes to open up your Amazon and make your Amazon purchases. That helps Talking Metal. And big thanks to, what was his name, Patrick?
Patrick Stanton.
Yeah, check out photos of him up on TalkingMetal.com in his Talking Metal t-shirt. Are we going to post the picture of just you and him, or you and him and Ace?
I think we'll do both pictures. One's of me and Patrick, and then the other is Ace and Patrick. We'll put both of those up there.
Awesome. Guys, this is a little vintage Pantera. You can't buy this anywhere. It is currently not available. There are bootleg copies that are going for like $70 up on Amazon. They're all bootlegs. You guys should be warned about that, as far as I know, as far as I've been told. The record is Power Metal. It's by Pantera from 1988. And this song is called Over and Out. It was produced by a member of Keel.
Yeah, Mark Ferrari produced that. And I think Mark is really cool. He contacted me because we were going to try to have him meet up with Ace a while back when I was out in California. And I think either he was sick or something happened and he wound up not making it to the event that we were at, one of the signings. But he co-wrote a track called Five Card Stud with Ace on the Trouble Walkin' record. And it's always one of my favorite tracks.
Cool. I believe he actually has some songwriting credit on Power Metal, not on all, maybe on one or two songs, I'm not sure, but he's one of the producers of the record, and of course we know his band Keel was produced by Gene Simmons, so it's kind of interesting that he produced the first Pantera record with Phil on vocals, and it is called Power Metal. This song is off of Power Metal. It's called Over and Out. Big thanks to Rex Brown for joining us today on the podcast.